1, 2, 3. Keep your mind on your driving. Keep your hands on the wheel. Hands on the wheel. Keep your sneaky eyes on the road ahead. As we're having fun. Sitting in the back seat. Kissing and hugging with Fred.
That's right. Live an audio booth, folks.
Keep your hand on your cock ring. Cock ring.
So here we go, folks. Talk about cock rings again.
We have a range of subjects that we talk about every evening.
Yeah.
The first one is cock rings.
Cock rings and Fred.
Fred and his cock ring.
Well, actually,
we forgot to go to Poundland today to buy a few.
I thought we were going to go to Poundland.
You wanted to go in Pound today, did you?
Yeah,
hello.
There's a Pound there.
Pet says home, I'll go to the Poundland.
I thought no one's going to get pounded at Poundland.
Well, there is a Poundland.
Well, we'll have to go in and ask them for some
poundings.
Some pink cock rings.
There's a really big Poundland there, Pet's at home.
I think everybody should wear one on the wrist tomorrow. See, this is my cock ring.
I
want to
see if they have handcuffs.
Woohoo! I've got a pair of them at home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pink fluffy ones.
Ooh! Oh, honey.
Yeah, you and Jeff can try them out tomorrow night. I'll audio boot for everybody.
That definitely will be late night soundscape.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with handcuffs.
Oh, this is your late night loaf.
Yeah, I've got some rope as well somewhere, I think.
I won't ask what you and...
No one ever tried any of it, that's the thing.
Well, anyway, folks, we are on the way to the Columbia Taverna talking about all sorts of things. As you can imagine.
Yeah, I've not had a drink or anything. Though.
Not yet.
Oh, you two, I'm hungry today. I'm hungry now.
Are you? Aye. Ready for some nosh?
Dan's probably going to drink a Keo.
Ooh,
Keo. No,
Keo. Oh. Keo, right. Ooh, oh, hello. Lucky Keo. Woohoo.
No, Kia's a Greek beer.
Oh.
Drink out of her cup.
Oh.
The cup of love.
There's only one cup of love for me.
I don't think Kia would say no, actually, if you were to.
She probably wouldn't.
But if you're listening, Kia, how are you doing?
How's that dress?
Oh, shit. Does she follow us? I think she does. Oh, well. How's your dress holding down?
Oh. Back left, right.
Weird.
I wish I could remember that song we were singing. I was trying to remember that one in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
don't
you
see? Keep your hand on the stick. Keep your hand.
Yeah, so I always thought the driver did a bit of a roid either, that song, but it also occurred to me that of all the people, cousin friend, I only imagine one was like they end up with it.
Yeah, no.
At a time.
No. Alright, folks, this is going to be quite nice. I'm going to pause this.
And honestly, they sell them in there for a pound, or they vibrate.
They're daring me to go to Poundland and ask for a pink cock ring.
They're a pound in there, and they're pink.
It's not really my thing, but if I ever change my ways, I'll head down to Poundland.
Well, but you might have somebody that might enjoy you wearing one.
Yeah, maybe.
Absolutely.
I think you'd get infected or something, I don't know.
No, at all. Listen, live a little. No.
I'll know where to go if I ever decide.
Absolutely. I think you should try one and let us know how you get on. You can also buy condoms in there for a pound as well, in case you need to know that. You can get them in there too.
What kind of quality they are, because they're split.
Oh, no. No, I don't think they're bad. I think they're mates ones. I think they're all right, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you try it again, test them out, let me know.
Why are you offering?
No, he said let me know.
I said let me know, I said.
Yeah.
That's amazing what you can buy a Poundland these days, I tell you.
It's amazing what some people would do for a pound.
Yeah, yeah, going to, I tell you what, it's all in the name, pound. Yeah, we had a whole big discussion last night all about these things.
Well, that's because
we were on the internet.
We were told that there was a spotted dick on the menu.
Yes. And it all went downhill from there.
There isn't one at this place.
Well, I think we should bring one in.
How
do
we get one specially in?
Absolutely.
I think we should call the village maid and ask if they could deliver a spotted dick to Columbia to run. Do you have any spotted dicks left over? God, we are sick puppies. The thing is, maybe
has actually been drinking. Oh, that's what's
best. No, you don't need any alcohol.
You need to clean the rings. Oh, God. Alcohol, yeah, that's right. Mm. What, are you yawning now?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, I haven't been sleeping here since last night.
Oh, you what?
Sleep.
Sleep's for the dead. Oh, sleep when you're dead. Oh, that's why I say I'll be a long time dead, I'll sleep then. Probably why I only had 2.5 hours worth of the stuff last night.
And here we are. I'm going in. Actually, I'm trying to go in. And that's right. Hang on a minute.
Hiya.
Hi. Good God, it's quiet tonight.
Yeah, quiet. Very quiet. You're right.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
How many of you?
There's five of us. Name of Darren booked in. Yes, I'm here. Don't worry, it won't be quiet in a minute.
Yeah. Is it closed?
No.
You're right.
Very quiet. Where is everyone?
Everyone's gone,
are we? Left tonight,
yeah.
It's really quiet.
Do you
want to
come straight through to your table?
Please.
Yeah. Which way are we going? Oh, that way. Go on.
Good God. I am shocked.
Shall I give you my arm?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be very quiet tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, just on this one here.
Right,
the wrong table. So.
Oh, perfect.
Hello, the
chef. All right, good.
Hello
there, Tony.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, good. Oh. Nice to see you.
And you? Yeah, and you?
Everyone else left.
Yeah, then you will, then you will
when
come
we,
and...
When we come
right, there's three chairs. Okay. Do you want to go in the corner?
Yeah,
down
the corner.
You're right, so I'm here.
Yeah.
This one here as well.
How much further am I going?
Oops. Another one, that's it. This one? Yeah, that one.
Where am I going? Okay,
do you want to go on this one? Oops, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Where am I going? Right, are we the only ones in tonight?
Well, no, we've done quite a
few. Oh, what's that? Well, they all knew we were coming. We finished up and left before we got here.
Oh, that's it.
Sit on this couch, actually.
Why not?
Here we are.
My phone's just falling out of the pocket.
It's really busy there.
But well, it actually does.
Wow, I was thinking, oh, I thought it would go about this. I would have brought Zara, but.
Yeah.
And gives you guys an eye doctor.
Yeah. Well, folks, Jesus.
Okay, can I get you some drinks?
Oh.
I'll have a glass of water to begin with, thanks.
No water?
No lemon, thanks.
Ice?
Yes.
I'll have water as well, please. No ice.
No ice.
For now, I might have something else.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll have an apple. Oh, I can't remember what territories you've got.
We've got apple and raspberry. Orange and passion fruits.
I'll have apple and raspberry.
Apple and raspberry?
Yeah.
Can I have a glass of white wine?
Yeah, medium or dry?
Oh, dry, thanks.
Dry?
I'll have a Keo, please.
And a Keo. Lovely, thank you.
Perfect. Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Okay, for starters, we've got... You two know, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, some of it, yeah.
Barely, but yeah.
Is that your first time here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we've got the taro. Have you ever heard? It's a Greek dip, garlic, fish eggs. Oh. Nice.
What's it called?
It's nicer than
taro
it sounds. Yeah.
Taro. Taro. Yeah.
Got the hummus, tzatziki, grilled halloumi, grilled lunza, which is like a fillet of pork smoked. The Luganiga, which is a Cypriot sausage, the vine leaves.
I've got some pizza bread for you.
Oh, thank you.
So put it in and you share, yeah?
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
I'll bring another one. Yes, leave it for you two here. Right. Put a little bit of butter on.
Oh, that smells lovely. I can smell it. Yeah,
yeah, you can smell the garlic. Mm. Got the squid in red wine, which comes with rice. Crab sticks in garlic butter. King prawns in garlic butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got quite a few, yeah. Crab claws in garlic butter. Prawn cocktail. Avocado and prawns.
Yeah, yours is over here, yeah?
Tuna salad, smoked trout, smoked mackerel, smoked salmon, fish hors d'oeuvres, liver Columbia, spare ribs, chili, pate, corn on a cob, minestrone soup, garlic mushrooms, quite a few. Wow. Wow. Realise when you have to read it.
Yeah.
Garlic pita bread, and the melon and fresh fruit salad.
Point,
what was that last one, sir? Melon with fresh fruit salad. Right. Okay, and that's the starters.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right, quite a list.
So you don't have, like, a plate with, like, the dips, like, different dips?
Yeah, we can bring you dips in the middle to share, if you like, the hummus and the tzatziki.
Mm. Well, I know what I want anyway.
Yeah?
Mm.
No, I thought you had, like, a selection of that.
I'm going to have my tiramisu salad, please.
Yeah?
With extra pita bread.
Mm-hmm. Just plain pita bread?
Oh, God, it's even better.
It tastes nice, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Have you got some salt?
That's lovely.
What?
Garlic bread. Yeah. No, pita bread.
Yeah.
Any... is there anything...
Can you tell me a bit more about the pork?
The smoked lunza?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a fillet of pork.
Mm.
It's thin. Ham.
Yeah, sort of like a ham. Smoked. It's very nice.
Okay, and just...
char grilled.
That goes nice with the cheese, halloumi, which is from Cyprus. You mix it together on top of each other.
And what about the sausage?
Ah, the sausage is nice as well. Mm-hmm. You can have a Greek mixed grill. A bit of everything.
But this is a starter.
For starters.
Yeah, that's for starter, yeah.
The Greek sausage, mm-hmm. Greek ham, and the cheese. It's a very nice mixture.
Mm. That does sound good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sausage is sort of spicy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of.
Right. That sounds good.
That is nice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one of those for you?
Yeah,
I think
good.
I might try that too, that mixed little mix.
Yeah,
the Greek mix, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
Two of those.
What's your bread here?
Thank you.
So you can't do like a little plate with like mixed dish?
Yeah, yeah.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
For me? Okay. Like with the...
Would you like one of those as well?
Do you want a mixed dips, you said?
Yeah, like...
On the plate, on the same plate.
Tzatziki
and hummus. Tzatziki
and hummus and the salata.
No. Salata, yeah, right.
Yeah.
With pita
bread.
No, with pita bread.
Oh, this is wrong.
Yeah, that
bread's nice,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got 2, 3, 4 starters.
What about yourself?
I'll have the fish hors d'oeuvres.
Fish hors d'oeuvres?
You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted that earlier this evening.
She
didn't have to think about it.
Okay. Right, I'll read you the mains now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do sort of like this... char grilled steaks. We got sirloin, ribeye, fillet steak, T-bone. We do veal chop, char grilled or in mushroom sauce, which is very nice. Lamb cutlets, pork kebabs, lamb kebabs, beef oriental kebab, which is marinated in spices. It's very nice.
Oh, that sounds good.
And we've got the chicken piri piri, which is also marinated in.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well,
that is nice.
Is that on the bone or is that just?
No, it's the kebab. Yeah.
And what's that?
It's cubes.
All meals come with a salad, side salad, and Greek beans. But we do extras like potatoes, vegetables. Okay, so we got we do char grilled breast of chicken. And then Greek dishes, we do the lamb kleftiko, which is sort of a lamb shank cooked in its own juices. It goes in the oven for like 5-6 hours. It's very, very nice. We do the beef stifada, which is a traditional Greek beef stew. Pork ophelia, which is sort of the same
That's
thing,
nice.
But pork instead
that.
Of beef.
Yeah.
Filling mushroom sauce, moussaka, Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is that served with?
Again, with the side salad and the Greek beans.
Okay.
Yeah. We do vegetable moussaka, mixed vegetable stroganoff. And then we also do sort of the steak or kebab with side king prawns or crab claws, so you can sort of have a surf and turf as well. We do that. Seafood and fish. We do king prawns and garlic butter, Dover sole, crab claws and garlic butter, halibut fillets, and cold Mediterranean prawns.
Yum.
Okay, and that's about it. Oh, and we do the mezze, Greek mezze, which is a mixture of everything, basically, on the menu.
What
about
mine?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a Greek dish you particularly recommend? I mean, they all sound really good. But.
Well, the kleftiko is very nice. The lamb, lamb shank, that is very nice.
That does sound good.
Any of them are good, to be
the
honest.
The kebabs here are nice, too.
Yeah.
It's not what you think of.
Everything is nice.
It's not like a normal, like what you'd consider to be a kebab. It's not that at all.
No, it's grilled meat. It's
proper meat.
Yeah, proper meat, yeah.
I'm thinking the lamb does sound good.
The kleftiko? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be interested to try that.
That is nice, yeah. Okay, one left to go.
Could I have the vegetable moussaka?
The vegetable moussaka, yeah.
I thought you'd go for that.
Love moussaka.
Yeah, it was a tough call, but I thought this lamb sounds like something special.
If you've never tried it before, it's...
Oh, you're welcome to.
What's that?
I said I'm going to have what I usually have.
What kebab?
Yeah.
Pork or lamb?
I'll have the lamb, please.
The lamb, yeah.
Could I have that with rice and salad, but not the beans, please?
Don't you want prawns with that?
Oh, yeah, and can I add king prawns to it?
Lamb prawns, yeah.
This doesn't go with a moussaka, does it?
They do kind of... Some people do have it with moussaka, to be honest. Yes. There's all sort of mixtures here.
Because they're done in garlic butter.
So can I add some king prawns to my vegetable moussaka?
Yeah, you can if you like, yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know whether I've ever had garlic pizza before, but it's really good.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I have.
It's gorgeous.
The butter's really homemade.
Mm. You can tell. It's yummy.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else?
I'm going to have beef oriental kebab and a chicken peri peri kebab, please.
Do you want one skewer of each?
That's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, unless you want two of each. One of each?
Mm, you're tempting me now, aren't you?
how do you normally get them? Usually one of each, but some people have two.
If you get a kebab, so you have peri peri, do you get two skewers normally?
Yeah,
so you can have a beef skewer and a chicken skewer?
Yeah, yes. You can mix.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah. I'll have that.
I think I have two of each, please.
Oh! Two of each.
With rice, please. No salad.
Go on.
But can I have king prawns with it, please? In the garlic butter? Yes. And
so two skewers of each and prawns.
Yes, please. No, and
no
rice.
Salad.
But could the prawns be shelled for me?
They always are.
Or de-shelled even, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, can I have that? Mine's been shelled.
Yeah, shall I do all of them shelled?
Yes,
yeah.
I can do mine.
Would you like yours as well, shelled?
No, I can do mine.
Yeah, okay.
And I can do them.
I'll have a skewer of chicken and a skewer of beef, please, and rice, please. I wonder if any prawns,
because
I want to make sure I can
eat a
dessert.
Right, so rice with the... So rice with yours, yeah.
Yeah, you tend to have your baklava, don't you?
Yeah.
One skewer of each.
And a skewer of chicken, that'd be absolutely lovely.
And rice as well.
And rice, thank you.
Yeah. I have three courses.
Right.
No beans.
You don't even have that with you.
I don't do beans.
At the other place, do you?
Beef.
Charcoal.
Mm.
You didn't
do
anything last time.
No, I don't usually have charcoal.
Rice.
Oh, I should have
Would you like any potatoes with a kleftiko or vegetables?
Oh.
Do you want me to read the veg out?
Well, what does it come with?
Salad and Greek beans.
Okay.
We've got sauté potato, baked potato, chips, Lyonnaise potatoes, mushrooms, onion rings, courgettes, broccoli, cauliflower cheese, asparagus, peas, new potatoes, celery hearts, and
I didn't
rice.
I had all of this.
Good job.
Oh, wow. And a partridge and a pear tree.
That sounds like my paradise.
Wow, there's lots of things there.
Step on a beach.
What
it goes yeah. nice what with goes new, potato, nicely. New yeah. potatoes and some greens maybe.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, and I'm a sucker for mushrooms. So I might have some of those.
Yep, some mushrooms.
Oh. Yeah. Whatever you think it goes well with, I'm quite happy to have.
And potatoes, new potatoes.
Yeah, yeah, all
right,
yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
What are those mayonnaise potatoes for today?
Yeah, they're, you know the little like squared potatoes thing with butter and fried onions on the top.
Yeah, just curious.
That sounds like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Okay, with a vegetable moussaka, would you like any extra potatoes or vegetables? The moussaka does have potatoes in it.
Yeah, I'm thinking of veg. How does the asparagus come?
They boiled.
And celery hearts is boiled too. They're all boiled.
Yeah.
I'll have some asparagus.
Asparagus?
That would be nice with it.
Yeah, I love asparagus.
Right. Okay.
Try salt and shit now.
What, and with the lamb kebab?
Oh, I love it.
Would you like any potatoes or vegetables with a lamb kebab?
No, I'm having.
Or just the prawns?
Yeah.
And a salad.
Rice with mine,
rice with yours. Mm-hmm.
And it comes with salad, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, everyone gets a salad.
Yeah, I don't want salad at all for me.
No.
You get one anyway.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, don't give me one because I don't eat it, so it's just a waste.
Is it a regular salad or is it a Greek salad?
Right.
Or a Greek salad? Oh, yum. I love Greek salad.
Because you get a dressing with it, don't you?
Yeah, and you can have feta and olives if you like.
Yeah, it's not naked.
Oh, I'll have the feta.
I'll have it too, yeah.
Yeah? Two with feta and olives?
Yes,
anyone else want feta and olives?
Not for me.
Oh,
no?
Nice.
Wow. They don't know what
I'm saying. I do. I know what I'm saying.
Right.
Feta?
Okay.
You know what feta is, right?
Really right, I think I've got everything.
Feta,
like that was nothing.
That's it, lovely. Isn't feta a cheese?
Yeah, feta cheese.
I could eat feta like just like off the block with me.
Anything else at all?
Another Keo, please.
Could I have a orange and passion for J2?
Yes.
Colombia restaurant, British restaurant in Great Yarmouth. With Nama, Jeff, Darren, Kaz.
One Keo, one J2O. Any other drinks?
And you?
And me, obviously. If I'm doing the booth,
I suppose.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm having official drinks for my.
Okay, guys and girls and ghosts, I'm going to pause this for now and speak soon. All right, and so we finished our starters, and Mum was absolutely gorgeous, and the specialties I had.
Very good.
Garlic pita bread with wine, and loads of it, and I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed it. What about everyone else?
Yeah,
yes.
I had
fish
hors d'oeuvres, as
I usually do. Yep. And it was very nice. My
mixed
dips were amazing.
Well, they were authentic.
This wasn't.
Oh, okay.
This was
authentic.
No, it probably
wasn't,
actually.
Mm-hmm. It was
Jeff and I had
the same.
Mm-hmm.
It
was good.
Very nice, wasn't it?
It was very nice.
It's a bit of sausage, a bit of...
The halloumi cheese. And some
lemon.
I do like that
halloumi
cheese.
Oh, that's
very
nice.
Very nice,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I
like
them.
Absolutely. Right, okay, I'll pause this for now.
Beautiful food.
And come back after mains. Or unless there's anything interesting to report. Alright, and folks, we've all finished our mains.
Yes.
What did we all think?
Excellent.
Apparently terrible. No, you're kidding. That was really good.
Gorgeous food. So full. Oof.
No room for pudding then.
No. Of course there's
no. I'll do it.
Well, you see, pudding's a different stomach.
No.
I've heard this theory before.
It is.
Yeah.
Even I'm going to have
a pudding. No matter how full I am.
Oh, salt him.
Woohoo.
Live on audio booth.
She's been
I'm
a
going
devil.
To have a pudding. Probably make me feel Sultan, ill by the time I get
to
home.
To put this in context, Sultan has not had dessert the last two nights.
No.
No, I can vouch for the fact she hasn't.
Okay. Yeah, she's not had any since Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, she's ready for some.
Yeah, I want some. Dessert, that is.
Dessert, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you haven't had any dessert
I'm going to have some baklava.
She's had plenty. She's had some snoring and things, but
oh,
she's
God.
She's had a...
She has some baklava.
I don't want baklava. I don't want to be... smothered.
She's not, she's not off to do a bank job.
Oh, come on, I'll give you a face full.
Your face.
Yes. As I said, I'll give you a face full.
Is everyone finished?
Yes,
they are. Really
thank
well.
You for showing
yes,
up.
That's really well.
No, it was wonderful.
Well,
yeah,
now.
It was lovely.
Can I have a serviette or something? Something to wipe my hands
Yeah,
with.
I'll bring it to you.
I had one before, it seems to have disappeared. Thank you.
Could somebody read us up the afters menu, please?
We are interested in the dessert menu.
Okay.
Jeez.
What?
What?
What are you made in?
What did Jeffrey do this time?
Oh, I know.
I said we are interested in the dessert.
I'm going to have to know, I think. Yes.
I know what you're going to have.
What's that?
He's going to have another Kia.
A balaclava. I mean, cool.
You give me a face full later.
Now, okay. Children.
You can't go and stay at the PO, can you?
Come, stay with us. Sleep on the
hay. Four desserts.
Yeah.
We've got Greek sweets. We've got the kalafi, which is a honey and nuts surrounded Greek pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Shredded wheat. Very nice. We've got the baklava, which is like filler pastry in layers with nuts and syrup. Also very nice, as you can tell. Got the Greek yogurt and honey, apple strudel, Tony Pony's eaten mess.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
That is...
It's
vanilla ice cream with chocolate bits, strawberries, fresh fruit, strawberry sauce, and squirty cream.
And what?
It's supposed to have meringue in it. Oh, and meringue, yeah.
Yeah,
and meringue.
I've got to see. It's not probably messed with meringue,
isn't it? Yeah, we got meringue, yeah. Death by chocolate gâteau. Tennessee grasshopper pie.
What's that?
Tennessee. That's sort of like a frozen dessert. It's basically peppermint mousse. Very nice.
I thought you said grasshopper for a minute.
She did.
Yeah, it's called grasshopper pie.
I
could not eat that.
Abiel. Sweet of the day, we got carrot cake.
Ooh.
We also have cheesecake, which is cherry today. Cherry cheesecake. Caramel, fresh fruit salad, cheese and biscuits. We've got vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream, chocolate ice cream, orange sorbet, and lemon sorbet. And that's the dessert.
Wow. You guys don't believe in small menus, do you?
No.
Good for you. Good for you.
I think I know what Jeff's going to pick.
Tell me more about this Death by Chocolate thing.
That is...
You eat it and you die.
Yeah, basically. It's like a chocolate cake, chocolate mousse, chocolate sponge.
Salt to the man and the chocolate.
Has it got the chocolate thing?
Does it come with any foreign matter or is it all just chocolate?
That is chocolate.
There's no extraneous bits and pieces.
No, it's just chocolate.
Is that the proper one?
That's definitely me then.
It's got the chocolate top on it.
Yeah, it's chocolate sponge, chocolate filling and chocolate bit.
Does it come with chocolate?
Yeah.
And it's got chocolate shavings up the sides of it. Yeah, I don't know what you mean. I haven't had that in years.
What?
Are you going to have that then, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Oh, God.
Yeah, chocolate. Don't just get a pen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I want now.
I know what I'm going to have.
What?
Well, you'll find out when I order.
You're going to have a face full?
No, I'd rather not.
So one death by chocolate, make it two. Any ice cream or cream with those?
Why don't you have some chocolate ice cream, Jeff?
No, I won't. It's a little late to do that, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would. But no ice cream or cream.
No. What about you?
I love
ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream.
Because it's half 10.
Gotta have the ice cream here.
Let's see. What do
Anything
I want?
Else?
We'll have the kadayıf.
Kadayıf?
Yeah.
Any ice cream or cream?
Nothing.
It comes warm, so it's quite nice with ice cream.
With ice cream? Okay. What ice cream?
Yeah.
What flavour does it come with?
Usually vanilla, but you can have chocolate or strawberry if you like. But vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah,
positive to me.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll have a baklava, please. And can I have a cup of tea as well, please?
Yeah.
Would you mind if you put that in a bowl for me?
Nothing gets past us.
Did you want any ice cream or cream?
Ice cream, please.
it with the tea or the baklava?
Oh, I love a cup of tea, actually.
I love both.
We get them after so they're nice and hot, right?
Yeah, I'll get it after as
well. Yeah, I'll do the tea.
Let's see. What do I want? What do I want?
Everything. Oh. One of each.
Why don't you have...
Cheesecake.
Why don't you have the kadayifi?
I bet he has cheesecake.
No, I bet he has baklava.
I bet he has
kadayifi.
No, I bet he has.
Apple strudel, please.
Yeah! He did that deliberately, because we said, do you want any... We got custard as well to go with that.
Yes, please.
Yes.
In a bowl, please, for me.
Custard ice cream and cream with that, please.
And some salad on the side.
Yeah.
A bit of prawns.
Can you shell the baklava?
Yeah, and more garlic pita to go with.
That's a shame.
Oh, shame.
Pick it on him.
You mean...
What's new?
Anything else?
Oh, no.
Not yet.
No? Okay.
We'll have mix.
Can I have a J-Toe, please?
It's gone.
You just have milk.
Let's see. What flavours you got, sorry?
Got apple and mango, apple and raspberry, orange and passion fruit.
Actually, can I have a Malibu J-Toe, please? orange and passion fruit, please.
Yeah.
With two shots of Malibu in, please.
Yeah, go for it, Darren.
Sounds nice.
It is.
Never tried it again. It sounds like a good mixture.
It is nice, actually.
No, it's just switching from the Kia.
Oh,
well,
it's an only hat.
It's an add two.
Two.
Three.
Oh, we have three.
Lovely.
Oh,
thank you.
Some water. Right, guys, there we go.
What?
Now, though. Right, folks, just finished our afters. Mm. And what do we all think?
Well, I enjoyed my Death by Chocolate cake, although it wasn't quite the authentic one I had years ago, but it was still very nice.
Mm.
Yes. I had mine without ice cream for, because I can't really have ice cream this late. I would have preferred to have it with ice cream because it was a little on the dry side, but it was nice.
Yeah.
Mine was okay. It was very nice, but it wasn't authentic. It shouldn't be warm.
It's because it wasn't. Yeah,
so
it
should
warm.
Be crispy and.
It was Britishified.
But they did say it was served.
I know, but I can see why, because it wasn't exactly 100% fresh.
Oh.
Yeah, this one wasn't actually.
Mine
is well depending. How's your strudel?
Yeah, I liked it because I like that sort of thing. But again, I prefer it not to be warm.
Yeah.
And with ice cream.
I think we're the same.
Yeah. You guys had the
because you see
desserts.
The thing is, because they warmed it up, it actually made it sweeter.
And so
yeah.
That kind of syrup that's meant to kind of balance it kind of went into it.
Yeah. Instead of being on top of it.
And they probably warmed it in the microwave too.
I think they did.
And that's like a soggy heat, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the strudel?
I like strudel anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was nice. I like strudel anyway.
Strudel.
I can't say I've ever had it authentically. Because
you know, when they give the email addresses, you know, have the at sign.
Yeah.
In Israel, they call it strudel.
That's funny.
It really goes to it.
What did you have? Oh, Death Bar.
So I'll just eat the next side.
I had some chocolate cake and died.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, I've never actually had it authentic, so I can't say what's the authentic. Speak of its authenticity, but... I do like it, nevertheless. Yes, I'm now drinking a J2O with Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
I actually find it quite refreshing, so that's nice.
I think we're all about to partake in tea.
Partake?
Mmm.
In a cup of tea. We'll
be taking
one cup of tea.
Yeah, it's shit. Everyone gets straws.
Yeah.
That's fine, I have a cup of tea. Did you bring mugs this time?
Let's all suck on the same cup.
I forgot to put some mugs in my hand.
Oh, yeah, you just brought a mug with you. I was going to
bring the kettle.
If you buy some mugs from Starbucks and take them down to the village.
I think I might have to.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the cup.
As much as I love them, mate, I think it is a bit ridic.
I can't believe it. I think.
Yeah, that is a bit ridic. Definitely.
I won't say any more of what I think about that situation.
Well, I just did.
Oh, Well, I just can't believe that a place wouldn't have mugs. That's just
ridiculous. No, that's ridiculous.
We would have only two pots of tea. Come on, you don't believe in washing dishes.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's a bit more interesting when we get there.
So I'd have to say it was terrific value for money.
Who ate Roger Rabbit?
I did.
It was a really good apple. Yeah,
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah,
it's always good.
It is good value for money in the bank.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's not arguable.
For really good quality food, yeah. That's obviously made on the premises.
Yeah, that's not arguable.
Mm. And it's not. It's not.
No, it isn't.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your cake hole.
I dare you to show that in London and see what happens.
Shut your box of toys.
When we go to London, I'm going to say, what was it you said, Jeff?
I think I will keep my cake hole closed.
Yeah.
It's more cake in it, that's it.
Big man.
Big man.
Big man.
Hey. Oh, try it.
Wow, it's 11 o'clock.
So? You've been awake at 11 o'clock yet?
No.
Oh, you only live once. Guys.
I'll have to tell, but you have to tell Norwich that it's Zara on the train, so I'll get met.
You have to tell Norwich?
Yeah.
What, the city talk to each other?
Right?
Yeah. Right then, guys and girls, I'm going to pause this for now.
The city talk to each other.
Yeah, it's lovely, thank you. Yeah. Right, folks.
Like a lot of people, like, the big sisters and stuff like that. I don't book mine.
Never
big sisters in my life.
No,
I should do, but I don't book
mine. I don't see why you should be
made to. No. There were times I did book it, and there were times when I didn't have Zara with me.
We did have a situation where we were actually told not to bother booking assistants, and then when we showed up, we almost didn't get the assistants in time to get the train.
They can. They do
to get the train, so, yeah.
Yeah, but my argument to that is I don't give my life to a calendar.
Yeah, that was a Birmingham thing.
See,
no, but if you've booked tickets, if you've booked tickets already and you know which train you're going to travel on.
Exactly, Jeff, that's the thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I'm alright with that. But what I'm saying is, on a day-to-day basis, I don't live my life by a calendar.
Yeah, most people to get cheaper tickets do book them in advance.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you can book your assistants.
Yeah, you can.
And they only say you have to book it 24 hours ahead.
And the thing also is, you can understand from their point of view, you show up and... You know, if you tell them in advance, then they can make sure there's someone available.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
Mm.
Well, if they staff their stuff properly, there wouldn't be a problem with that.
Someone could be off sick. Oh, forget it. I'm not getting into it. There's for and against it, but I think sometimes it helps too.
I'm just a rebel. I'm not doing it, no. I'll turn up, you'll give me it.
Well, there could be times where they could refuse, though.
Never,
because
never,
they...
Ever.
Yeah,
so am I giving the bill too?
We're all gonna.
How much is it in total?
$155.40
okay.
Altogether.
Okay.
So that's. Do you
want
me to
divide
it?
It's gonna be like $31.08.
Do you want me to divide it by five? Each
please.
Yeah.
Yes,
please.
Yeah.
It's about.
It'll be. I'm pretty sure it'll be $31.08.
Dollars, I think it was.
Pounds and 8 pence.
That's funny.
31 shekels.
Hey.
31
shekels. It's shekels.
That's
31 shekels is
there
about
£6.
Are you
sure?
Yeah, because you paid the other day.
Alright, if you're up with that.
Yes, I am.
Fair enough, love.
That's
£31.08.
Oh, my God.
No, I figured it out. I didn't guess. I figured it out.
Oh,
I was
easy, Mike.
It wasn't that difficult.
Very good maths.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, for me and you.
16.
Yeah.
Don't forget the 16.
All right, so I will pay for myself and my wife, so that's...
31.
62.16.
Yep.
Wow, that's actually...
62.
That was a lovely meal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It certainly was.
It was very good.
Do you usually open this late?
Yeah, we just close whenever.
Okay. I fail.
Oh, it didn't break.
That's alright, that's fine.
I can see
we
myself that.
We used to break plates in Greek restaurants,
yeah,
don't
we
you?
Do, actually. Yeah.
I wish we could have done that.
You try a bit out of it, then.
Well,
I'll do that
here.
That's a shame. I'd love to do that.
Well, you can do it, but after I'm gone.
Do you want to... I'm going.
All right. Okay, you're right.
What, is the driver here?
Don't
Do you want to wait here?
I'd like to wait out in the fresh air.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a bit cold out here.
You guys don't want to wait outside?
Yeah, I guess so. Is it not a bit cold?
No, it's not raining.
Yeah. Is it raining out there? No.
There you go.
Oh,
my God.
You even back the next day?
Oh, my God.
You're drunk. You're
I would have really ripped into that bloke.
Me too. I would have complained to guide dogs.
You have a nice meal?
Yeah.
Lovely, nice. Thank you.
Where did your voice come from?
Manchester.
The microphone.
None.
All right. The microphone in the back of the tank.
Where did your voice come from? Manchester.
Wow. Shit.
There's a natural screen between us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's bulletproof.
Yeah, so if you pull out an Uzi, you can't shoot the guy.
Not unless you're 9 years old.
Unfortunately,
oh,
that's so stupid.
Oh, yeah, we're yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It makes you sound like you're in some cubicle.
Like this is your captain speaking.
It has to be said, gun laws in America are fucked.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's right. Absolutely spot on.
Yeah, I think you all heard about the 9-year-old who was learning how to shoot a semi-automatic and shot their instructor.
Oh, cool.
Apparently there's some huge number of states where it's legal for a child to own a firearm.
That's ridiculous.
Like 30-odd states.
Absolutely.
Like I tweeted a thing about it the other day.
It's pathetic.
Wow,
it's ridiculous.
I think they should all be shot. I hate guns. I think all gun owners should be shot.
Yeah. With their own guns.
Well.
Nah, I mean, the Americans are too lenient with their guns.
Guns don't kill people, people kill people, but at the end of the day, you have to be responsible to have a gun.
No, I hate when they say that.
It's people with guns who kill people.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You have
and
to
the
have
thing
it.
Is, the thing is that one, some of the reasons why the laws are the way they are is because pro-gun lobby groups have got a lot of influence. And, they lobby to have, like the NRA.
Yeah, because
they're to actually have these laws put in.
Yeah, because they were Republican morons.
It's ridiculous.
They were like, oh, so you're gonna ban knives too? It's like, you know what? Excuse my Spanish.
You can't mow down 20 people in 10 seconds with a knife.
No.
No, but you can do with a
not at a distance of 50 yards at least.
No, but you can do with a sawn off.
Yeah, exactly.
But if they outlawed guns in America like we do here, there wouldn't be the same amount of shootings.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
You know that there are so many shootings in the United States that they're just not all reported anymore.
Yeah.
But what's the point? Everyone would laugh at you.
In Miami, they only reported the murder of the day in the newspaper. They would have to choose which murder to report.
That's ridiculous.
Oh. It's like, oh no, that murder is not newsworthy, you know?
Do you know, I mean, with the amount of, like, shootings there are over there, I'm surprised even the population. Honestly.
Good, maybe more.
It's just
maybe
ridiculous.
The population,
You see, they have different values in the States, don't they? You know, they
what
value
values?
Their property more. But,
well, there is this... Unfortunately, there's a whole lot of stuff built on fear, and this fear, like, controls
they
the way...
They think they're free. They're not. They actually are a lot less free than many of us.
And people exploit this fear. That's the thing.
Do you know what makes me laugh the most? Yeah. Is free speech. There is no such thing as free speech.
Say what you like sometimes.
You can say what you like, but then I've got the right to punch you in the face for saying it.
Yeah, well,
shoot you.
We haven't got the right. And
no, but my point is, there's always a price to pay for what
well,
you say.
Freedom comes responsibility.
Exactly, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You can say what you like, but you have to be held accountable for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So therefore, speech is not free.
Well, it is, but you can't just say what you like. And
this, you can't say with it. You can't say things without consequences.
No.
Exactly, so therefore it can't be free. Because a consequence is a price.
That's a simplistic view.
You have the freedom to speak.
You have the freedom to say what you want, but the cost of what you say isn't free.
But
that's not what it
means.
There's more than one definition.
You have the freedom to pay the price.
Exactly. Mm. And actually, the First Amendment is actually very important because... there have been times when people have tried to muzzle other people and they've actually been able to, you know, the courts have decided that the First Amendment applies. And so, you know, it's very important to make the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think the First Amendment is much more important than the Second Amendment.
Well, the thing is, the thing that people forget about...
It's taken out of context.
Absolutely. Because the Second Amendment is meant to specifically relate to organised militias. It doesn't, by different... You know, it doesn't, strictly speaking...
Well, I think the whole Constitution needs to be rewritten because it's not applicable anymore, most of it. Was applicable 200 whatever years ago. It needs to be revisited.
Mm. I don't know how old some of these amendments are.
They are quite old.
Some of them are. Isn't this only like 25 amendments?
Too tired.
Most people only know about the first, second, and fifth amendments. Isn't the Fourth Amendment the religion one?
Yeah, well, next to politics, religion is the biggest bleeding problem on the planet. I said next to politics, religion is the biggest problem on the bleeding planet.
No, religion is bigger than politics, it's worse.
Religion is the worst invention of humankind.
Because the thing about with political discourse, there is room for discussion and debate and changing people's positions. In religion, it doesn't have that kind of flexibility.
Mm.
It's intransigent.
The most dangerous invention of humanity is God.
Yeah, well, if people believe that something is granted to them by God, it's very difficult to persuade them out of it, isn't it?
Yeah, but what is belief? The hope that something exists without absence of fact.
Exactly, but...
And facts always will be belief.
Well, if you...
not to them at all.
If you are able to keep religion out of politics, then you can usually manage things okay. But part of the reason why you have as much trouble where we're living is because religion is very much tied up in politics.
Yeah.
And so people say, well, you can't decide to do certain things because the religions won't wear it.
Mm. You see, I would say scientifically there is a God, but I wouldn't say it religiously.
Scientifically there is
no God. Why would you say scientifically?
Because the way everything's organised, whether it be from the smallest cell to the largest star, the way things are organised in a very specific way, it's not random. Nothing is random.
It just means there's an order in the universe.
Yeah, it's an order,
but don't understand.
Yeah, there's an order, which means there's some controlling element that, whatever you call it, God, Mother Nature, whatever you want to call it, it exists. It's not random.
The universe just exists.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not random. So therefore, if it...
But you can't say scientifically there's a specific controlling influence because there's no way to prove it.
You can't scientifically prove that.
You can't.
No, you can't prove anything about anything.
Nope. I don't know. I just think...
Well, don't get into crap discussions about it because it's just...
Oh, no, I find it interesting. No, I find it interesting.
I feel like that.
It's just sort of like I could debate for hours.
But science and God are contradictions in terms.
No, and when you get people wanting to teach creationism as science in the classroom, that's just ridiculous.
No, I don't believe in, like, the Earth was created in 6 days and all that crap. I don't believe in that.
Exactly.
I believe in evolution and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, that's logic. It's total logic. But what I'm saying is, there's
it's not just that it's logical, but there's you know, loads of archaeological evidence to back it up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I just think, though... You know, the way the universe.
There was someone in Nama's class a couple of weeks ago who believed that the world existed more than 2,000 years ago.
Of course, it does.
Some of the stuff in the Bible is more old than that.
Well, yeah, because it's the old, because the Old Testament.
Exactly. Yeah, no, they weren't the sharpest tool in the shed.
No. Now I do. I don't know. I just. I just think there is some guiding influence there. There must be. Regardless of whether it's instinct.
Yeah, but that's actually becoming something else, isn't it? Letting that. Oh, shit.
Right.
Right.
How much is that, please?
Well, okay, 1160 there, please.
Right.
Okay, got handles to your left and right.
Okay.
Step and floor. You're on the floor now.
Thank you. Right, let's go.
Step
slopes
away.
I'd rather you come this side if you
don't mind. Yeah.
Getting out on the
plane. Right then.
Right then.
Let's go in. Well, folks, we're now home. And on that note, I'm going to upload this. Speak to you all soon. Hello, doggies. Ow!